even an ounce of practice is better than tons of theory. So now, praying to God and Gurus for their blessings to make this occasion a success, I will say a prayer. Om Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva, Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. We humbly bow and seek the blessings of the realized masters. Without the Guru, without the realized master, without the spiritual guide, spiritual practice is not possible. Everybody wants to rise above their ego, and they make ego is a big deal. But the fundamental thing is, without the Guru, one cannot rise above ego. Impossible. There are three types of ego: Rajasic, Sattvic, Tamasic. Your activities, the thought process depends on what type of ego you have. But you need some ego in the beginning, that you want to do the practice for your self-motivation. Your practice, the intensity of it, the success of it depends on your self-motivation. So we humbly pray to God, the Supreme Master. Om Parama Brahmanandam Parama Sukadam Kevalam Jnanamurtim Dvandvatitam Gagana Sadrisam Tattvamasyadi Lakshyam Ekam Nityam Vimalam Achalam Sarvadhi Sakshi Bhutam Bhavatitam Triguna Rahitam Sadgurum Tam Namah. In this verse, in this prayer, it describes to some extent what is the Guru and how important he is. There is only one Guru, please remember. There is only one realized master, and that is God. In many, to make practice easier, to make understanding easier, we make Ishtadeva, personal aspect of that. According to which we give a mantra. I will speak about mantra also. So God is the source of joy, infinite joy, happiness, harmony, love, knowledge. God is the personification of spiritual knowledge. God is one only. There is no two gods. He is ever, he was, God is, God will ever be. Nityam, Vimalam, God is free from blemishes. There is no sin in him. Pure and perfect. Sarvadi Shakyuktam is the witness of all. God doesn't punish anybody or reward anybody. Please remember. God is kindness and love and peace and joy. How much you get that blessing from God depends on you only. How much is your field? Your body is your field, your mind is your field, field of practice. So, some poets, some devotional poets in India, they were singing, they're addressing the seekers. It is in Indian language, in Bengali language, then I will explain. The encouragement and the reminder to this seeker is Tomar emon jomi roilo patit abad korile phalta suna mon tumi krishika janona. The meaning is, oh my friend, you're such a fertile land, farm land is remaining unproductive, is remaining barren. If you can cultivate it, it will give you crop of gold. Gold stands for success, happiness. So it is addressing the mind. Oh my mind, you don't know how to cultivate the land. If you can cultivate properly, it will produce crop of joy, of happiness and of bliss. It is addressed to your own mind. So your higher mind is reminding your lower mind. Om Akhanda Mandalakaram Vyaptam Jena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Bho Namah. God, the Supreme Master, is present everywhere continuously. And to be present continuously everywhere, He has to be formless. So we are praying, oh God, You are everywhere, You are within us, You are around us, You are in every being. And You know what is, You are the witness of all. Before a thought arises, You already know it. You are beyond emotions. Khanda mandala karam vyaptam jal. You are in the movable, You are in the immovable. You are in all beings, including plant beings. Tatpadam darsitam jina. The human guru, by his initiation, by his training, by his guidance, he helps us to feel the presence. Sanskrit literal meaning of padam means feet. So if God is formless, He is everywhere, how can we locate the feet when there is no form? So padam means His presence. The gurus, by guiding, they show you the presence of God within you and everywhere. So in the beginning we humbly request God, the Supreme Master and all the human masters, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Babaji, Lahiri Mahasaya, Sri Yukteswar, Yogananda, Narayana Swami, Satyananda Swami, all masters, we bow and seek their blessings to make this occasion a success. And to keep on blessing us continuously and remove obstacles. So now let us see, what are the constituent parts of human being? Today's topic, let me tell you today. Today's topic is mind, matter, mantra, moksha. Mind you understand, at least to some extent. Matter you understand to some extent. About matter, I will quote Krishna's teaching from the Bhagavad Gita. Very interesting. About mantra, important points we will touch. And how it leads to moksha means liberation. In this life, remaining in this human body, we realize the divine within, in this destructible body, is the indestructible soul. Until and unless you realize it, there is no freedom from suffering. So it is very interesting. Let us know something about ourselves. Let me see what Krishna is telling. He says, every being has two aspects. Then later on he says, pervading these two aspects is the third aspect, the supreme aspect. So every person is three in one. Each one of us, each one of you is three in one. What is that? Kshara, Akshara, Purushottama. Khyara sarvani bhutani kutastu akhira ucchati. Khyara means destructive. Each person has a destructive aspect, khyara, and an indestructible aspect. And with this, in addition, there is a third aspect, the all-pervading aspect, the supreme aspect. So let us see what is the destructive aspect Krishna is telling. I have read it. It is from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 4 and 5. Bhumir apo anaro vayuhu khaṁ mano buddhir evacha ahankāraṁ ityaṁ me dhinnā prakṛti rashtadhā apare amitas tanyāṁ prakṛtiṁ viddhi me parāṁ jīva-bhūtaṁ mahābāhu jadet dharjate jagat. Says, the earth, the water, the fire, the air, space, and then in addition, mind, intellect, and ego. These eight. If you remember, in our chakras, the bottom chakra is earth element, solids. Next is Swadhisthana, is water element. Third is Teja Tattva, Manipura, fire. Then the air, heart chakra. Then the space, neck chakra. Then Kutastha Chaitanya. Soul center. So above these five elements, the earth, the water, the fire, the air and space, and in addition, the intellect and ego, they are the, these eight are the lower nature, and this is destructive. So every moment, all these constituting our physical body, the astral body, they are constantly dying. Then he says, this is Jada Prakriti, means it has no real life. Our body, mind, intellect, ego, they are really not sentient, it has no life. If the soul stops breathing, they are no use. But the soul can survive without breathing. And that soul is the akshara, indestructible. And in addition to these eight division of lower nature, the third is, the other is, which is holding up the whole creation together, including the body, mind, intellect, ego, which is holding it together and causing the breathing, is Paraprakriti, the higher nature, the mother nature, Istriya. Then in addition, let us see another very interesting, it is in the 15th chapter. Krishna is teaching, it is from the 15th chapter, verse 16 and 17. Listen carefully. It clears all doubt about individual self, supreme self, and the human body. It says, Dvavimo purusha loke kharascha akshare vacha kshara sarvani bhutani utastu akshare uchate. It says, in this creation, the destructible and the indestructible, there are two types of beings in the same person. Of these, the body of all beings is destructible, and the individual self or soul is indestructible. But, listen again, Uttama purusha stanyaha paramatmiti udharataha jo lokatrayam avishya vivartya daya ishvaraha. In addition, and better than these two, the supreme is something else, another person. And who is that? That supreme spirit, he has pervaded the whole creation, the upper, the middle and the lower worlds, and maintains and nourishes every being. He is the indestructible supreme, known as Parameshwara, God of all gods, Paramatma. And he is known as Paramatma, the Supreme Spirit. Now, he is better than the destructible body, and he is better from the individual self or soul. So he is supreme in all aspects, and in the Vedas, all call him Purushottam, the Supreme Being. So this is your identity, please remember. If you remember it daily, all your fear and tension will go away. Whatever may be the situation outside in the creation. Now, all these are possible, can be possible due to the mind. You see, it is through the mind. Sin is generated, and all these body parts, the body doesn't commit any mistake. It is the mind. All good, bad, dualities, tension, it all comes to the mind. Your body is inert. Without breath, it is lifeless. So don't consider your body as the sinner. It is Jada Prakriti. It is lifeless. So pay attention to the mind. So Krishna has been telling our ancient master, Kriya Yoga, is telling, take care of your mind. And in summary they say, Mano eva manushyanam karanam bandhamukta. It is your mind which is the cause of liberation and bondage in every human being. Please remember this, never forget, it is the mind. So he advised Arjuna, his disciple, through the Bhagavad Gita, that Arjuna, take care of your mind. Control your mind. If you can control your mind, you are your friend. And if you cannot control your mind, you are your enemy. There is no enemy outside, there is no friend outside. You are your best friend, you are your worst enemy. And that is where Arjuna raises a question. Though he is the mightiest warrior, the most intelligent person, the most high moral, he raises a point. And please listen, that is the point of every human being, please remember. It says, Arjuna is raising a point. It says, Joyam yogastvaya prohukta sammena madhusudana etasyaham na pashyami chanchalatva sthitim sthiram. O Krishna, as you describe this yoga of equanimity and mind control, I don't see it possible because of the extreme restlessness of the mind. Everybody has this experience. That due to extreme restlessness of the mind, it is not possible. Then he continues, because, O Krishna, this mind is extremely restless and it is the cause of disturbance to all the senses. It is very strong and firm and turbulent. So, what I think, it is as impossible to control the mind as it is to control the wind. It is the problem with everybody. Everybody realizes meditation is good, but when they sit for meditation, their mind wanders away. They go on repeating this mistake. And it is true. The mightiest hero, Arjuna, is a question. So Krishna agrees with that. Very interesting. The master agrees. He says, doubtless, O great hero, mighty hero, this mind is impossible to control. It is very turbulent and strong. Yet, now remember, yet, two words he uses. Abhyasana tu kaunteya vairagyanti. By repeated practice and by inner detachment, you can control. Now, what is this inner detachment? That is Kriya Yoga. The practical method of controlling the mind is Kriya Yoga. There is a lot more to Kriya Yoga as we progress in this discussion will come across. Now, please don't underestimate the value of repeated practice. It can change your destiny. Your past practice has brought you to this level. The way you think, is your past habit. The way you react, the way you act, is the past habit. So, repeated action, so that's why we insist. And even there is, in the beginning, during the initiation, we tell, please promise to practice this Kriya Yoga at least twice daily. Because repeated practice creates an inertia of practice. As you know, in astronomical science, when a rocket leaves the Earth's atmosphere at a certain speed and it enters into deep space, it doesn't reach the engine anymore. Its speed goes on increasing, inertia of motion. Similarly, this practice in this life remains in you. And even next life, even next birth, it keeps you practicing. So it is by your past habit you have come up to here. And it is the practice in this life it will take you forward very, very good. So this is clear, abhyasa. Never stop practice. With immense patience, perseverance, then you practice with certain inner spirit. And that spirit is practice is a service to God. Don't practice as an ego person. I will do this. I will achieve this. Within this time, I'll get self-realization. Forget it. It doesn't work that way. If you want success, you need God's blessings and Guru's blessings. Practice as a service to God. But that applies to all activities. Your professional activity, your family activity, your social activity, your national activity, whatever activity, If you don't practice the service to God, it will create tension. It will cause stress. So, to be free from stress is in your hand, and that is the basis of creation. Practice as an offering to God. While eating, in Christian community, they pray to God, thanking Him for this daily bread. That is yajna, offering. Among the Hindus, there is something called chalu. While sitting down for a meal, they take water and chant some mantra. The meaning is, they offer it to God. And then they take it. That becomes the. In the Jewish community, it's kosher. In the Muslim community, it is halal. So every action is yajna. Yajna means sacrifice. It doesn't necessarily mean killing something. It is a mental attitude. So similarly, your practice should be offering to God, and then you will surely succeed. Then it says, now about the mind. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandhamukhyo. Your mind is the cause of liberation and bondage. This is what I have been telling. Mind is of two types. Mana eva dvividha pravakta. Shuddha ashuddha mevata. Mind is of two types, pure and impure. Ashuddha kama sankalpa, shuddha kama viparita. Pure mind is free from selfish interest. Impure mind is full of personal desires, cravings. So keep your mind always calm. What you need to become is do everything, but be calmly active. Actively calm. Remember this mantra. You have to be active, yet you have to be calm. You have to be calm, at the same time you have to be active. And this is only possible through gradual practice. So this is some aspects of the mind, and you are your best friend. So let us go to the next, the matter. The matter we have discussed. Eightfold nature, body, mind, intellect, ego. They come from the five great elements, khiti, apa, teja, marut, jo. The earth are the solid, water are the liquids, temperature are the fire, air, space, and above the pace is soul. From the soul, all that derive. So the matter is influenced by the mind. Now, how to improve upon this? The improve is through spiritual practice. Spiritual practice, how to control the mind. Now we come to controlling the mind. There are many ways. The religious rituals, they're necessary. But it should be done as a service to God. Then, prayers. Then, mantras. What is mantra? Manana trayate iti mantra. By repeatedly mentally chanting it, or even through the voice chanting, it's removed the restlessness of the mind, it removes the sin and evil thoughts and ideas, and by changing the vibratory pattern, it prevents outside evil energies to affect. Manana trayate iti mantra. So each mantra, you know, it has three parts. One is the Om, which is the all totality of God. Om, first you chant. Then the Bija mantra, the seed mantra. Every mantra, every deity, every God has a seed mantra. Like Krishna, Om Kling. Rama, Om Ram. Devi, Shakti, Divine Mother, Om Ring. Three are there. Om Ring, Kring, Om. Then, of course, there are big mantras like Gayatri Mantra and Mahamrityunjaya Mantra, etc. Now, so when you take the initiation, the Guru gives you a mantra which has the three parts. The Om part, the Bija Mantra, and the main body of the mantra, then Namah. Now, what does this mantra do? Please remember your knowledge of human physiology and anatomy. All these are activated in the brain. So it has been found through experimental studies that the mantras simultaneously stimulate different parts of the brain. The brain has a speech center, speech reception center, speech expression center, hearing center, thought center, reading center, hearing center. All. Now, each of these centers are activated through these mantras. Can you remember? Each mantra, I will say example. Om, the Krishna mantra, a mantra of love, of knowledge and fulfillment. Om Kling Krishnaya Namaha. Here is Om. Now, Om again is of 3.5 letters. A, U, Ma, Om, silent part. Now, in this one single alphabetical mantra, 4 areas of brain are activated simultaneously. Check it. Then Kling. Now, Ka, La, E, Bindu, or the atom point. Om, Kling. Ka, La, E, Bindu. 4 parts in this, 4 areas of the brain are stimulated. Krishnaya. So many letters. Now, you remember your German words. So long, so many words put together. I'll give an example in German. Einbahnstraße. What is Einbahnstraße? One-way road. One-way traffic. Einbahnstraße. How many centers it is activating? One word, long word. And even longer words are there. So mantra is there in every. So please remember, even in English. Now what is the Christian mantra? Hallelujah. Ha is sky. Ha. The seed letter of sky, infinity, is Ha. Love, love. Lu, again love. Ya is knowledge. In Sanskrit, Ya stands from Saraswati, knowledge. So, Hallelujah is a mantra, but the secret of chanting mantra is Japa Tadartha Bhavanam. You chant the mantra and remember its meaning also. So it has been found scientifically that these mantras can prevent the senile dementia. Even Alzheimer's dementia, this mantra can prevent. The age-related degeneration of your brain is prevented by this mantra. So in Kriya Yoga, you have been given a mantra. But again, I will remind you, please remember, it is wise to believe in God. Because you refer to some constant point from where you derive all this. So it is a disadvantage not to remember God. So you will do well to remember the spirit. God sent for the spirit. Now this is a few words about the mantra. Please remember, they have tremendous help fingers. You see, in 3 bowels, your mind has become calm. But most interesting is, when you close your ear tightly, the inside is not absolutely silent. There are some different type of sound, very subtle sound, humming sound, insect buzzing sound, conch shell blowing sound, orchestra sound. Now, that is the source of Om, with the war. And from there comes all mantras. The 3, Ma, this is the mother of all mantras. So the divine sound you are hearing, you are chanting the mantras more powerfully, and immediately within minutes, it gives you calmness, mind control. So all mantras are based there from the divine sound. So we have a technique, the Om sound, the Om technique. Please do it nicely. Now let us come to the last point, is moksha. What is moksha? Moksha is liberation. Liberation from what? Liberation from suffering. You see, this short life, how many sufferings are they are saturated? The whole life is saturated with physical suffering, mental suffering, intellectual suffering, financial suffering, job situation suffering, social suffering. then where is joy? Where is blissful God? It is in your head. That freedom from all types of suffering is called moksha, liberation, even in this life. It's possible. When you say liberation, you don't go to a special heaven. Even in heaven, all these gods and goddesses of heaven, they also die. Abrahma stambha paryantam sarvam mayamayam jagat satyam satyam punah satyam harir namai vakit. Means from the seven heavens to the seven lower patala and the middle level of the world, the whole creation from the blade of grass to the creator, Brahma, the whole thing is destructible under the effect of time. The only truth is your own divinity, that the supreme being is in your own heart, is your inner self. This realization is called liberation. And only then all sufferings will go. This knowledge, you need knowledge. Knowledge, please remember, doesn't come from books, internet, no, never. They are information. Real knowledge is experience. Experience comes from action. So you need to practice. As I told before, 1 ounce of practice is much better than tons of theory. Don't be cheated, don't be confused by Sabda Jalam Maharanyam Chitta Brahman Karanam. Don't be confused by immense network of high sounding words, oratory. Bak Bakari Sabda Jari Satu Bhuktoi Natu Muktoi. The skill in explanation, the charm of oratory, the mesmerizing speech, please remember, they are for entertainment, not for liberation. For liberation, you need Kriya. You enjoy this world, you enjoy any other world if at all it is there. So, Lord Krishna is a very nice teacher. You know, Bhagavad Gita is a personal counseling. It says, you need not go to any ashram, or in monastery, or any cave, or any mountain top, or the seashore. Right in your own heart, control your mind, go inside. Brahmandam lakshanam sarvam deha madhye vyavasthitam sakaratu vinashati nirakara nanashati. The whole creation and much more is within your body. Out of that, the form is destructible. The formless is indestructible. So nobody actually dies according to Bhagavad Gita. Nobody died. You never died. In the cosmic delusion, which is called pralaya, every being goes into the immense interior of Lord Vishnu, the all-pervading Supreme Being. And in the next cycle of creation, the Lord brings them out. So you never die. You change models in the body. So please remember, for knowledge we need to practice. From action comes knowledge, experience is knowledge. So practice Kriya Yoga every day at least twice. But those who are retired people, those who are in ashrams, in monastery, please remember to practice 3 times. Morning, in your own bed, as soon as you wake up, before lunch and before dinner. And perform all activities freely. But every action, please remember, it is service to God. Krishna has reminded, you can achieve liberation through your own professional duties. As he has told Arjuna also, perform your duties to the best of your ability, but your mind should not be distracted by the rajas. It should be done as an object. So in one stroke, you are rising above your ego. In one stroke, you are perceiving the oneness with the self. This is liberation.